SBS Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Ivy Jane Garperio.
Yes, hi! Good morning!
Good morning! Pag-usapan natin, you're into blogging. Paano ka nagsimula sa blogging?
Nag-start siya nung panahon pa ng Multiply. So marami siguro makaka-relate. So mahiling mag... Parang diary siya eh. Tapos, after noon, Multiply, natapos na siya eh. And then, lahat ng blog entries ko was transferred to Tumblr.
Mm.
Yeah.
And most of the topics you talk about are?
When I transferred na sa Tumblr, lahat na lang ng My Dear Future Kids. Yun na lang ang napunta doon.
Balikan natin, ano bang background mo, Ivy? Bakit tungkol sa mga bata ang gusto mong topic?
Makakonsider ko yung sarili ko na very hopeless romantic. So yeah, wala pang luck in that part. But I'm very hopeful in the future that I'm going to have children.
Mm.
So while I'm waiting, yun muna yung aking preparation. Yung...
Pero professionally, anong pinagkakaabalahan mo?
I work in a childcare center.
Wow, right? Kaya naman
so,
pala.
So ganun, hilig din ako sa bata.
Oo. At ilang taon ka na nag-work sa childcare center?
So almost 3 years now since I came to Australia.
Oo. Sa Pilipinas, anong pinagkaabalahan mo?
I worked as a fashion designer.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So, saan ka nagtrabaho?
I worked in some brands that are, makikita mo siya sa SM.
Yeah. So, mga kilala din sa Pilipinas.
Yes, yes.
Oo. Ikaw ba mismo nagde-design ng mga damit na to?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. Sayang hindi natin pwedeng banggitin.
So, we do women's wear and also children's wear.
Mm. So, yeah. Gaano kakatagal sa fashion designing?
Since 2007 hanggang 2015. I've been
8
doing...
years!
Yes, yes.
Ang tagal!
Yeah.
Bakit mo naisip na mag-shift from fashion designing to childcare coming to Australia?
First, because I wanted to get sponsored.
Mm-mm.
And the fashion is not really an in-demand career in Australia. So mm-hmm. this one was my stepping stone.
Mm-mm.
First, stepping stone ko muna siya. And then afterwards, I fell in love with it. So ngayon, yun na yung full-time job ko is
mm-mm.
childcare.
Pero nung ginagawa mo yung fashion designing sa Pilipinas, naisip mo ba na ito ang gusto kong gawin? Nung time na yon?
Yes. Bata pala ako mahilig na mag-drawing-drawing, ganyan. But my parents, they were more practical. Sabi nila, walang pera dyan, ganyan. So, I took up a business course.
Mm-mm.
But I took electives in fashion. So, medyo nag-compromise kami ng parents ko. Ganun.
Sana pwede mong pakita sa amin mga design mo?
Pwede rin.
Oo,
pwede
sige,
rin.
Pwede.
Merong website.
Oo. Tapos, nandito ka na sa Australia at 2010, sinimulan mo ang vlog mo na My Dear Future Kids. Tell us the background of My Dear Future Kids.
It started in 2010. It was, my first blog post was on Christmas Day. Very melodramatic siya that time because I was in a work that was not very fulfilling.
Mm-mm.
I felt that maybe is this what is all going to happen for me? So parang talagang medyo melodramatic na lang. And then I was thinking, maybe what do I look forward to in the future? So maybe children. Oh yeah, because I love children.
Mm-mm.
So that's when I started talking to them. Yeah.
Mm. Sa blog mo, you were talking to your future kids.
Yes.
So ano na yung mga nasabi mo sa future kids mo based on your blogs?
I talk about values for them. Whenever na may encounter ako na kunyari about people or about circumstances, I try to talk to them about it.
Mm. Isa-isayin natin. Tingnan natin, ha?
Ano ba mga naalangkat?
Sagat lang.
Hindi ko nabasa lahat.
Ito, kasi medyo related sa fashion designing mo. Dear future kids, oh, I just love costume parties. Tried to make bell-bottom pants myself and ended up winning a prize for it. My babies, I'm happy to say your school costumes and Halloweens are already covered.
Yeah.
Masaya, di ba, yung part na yan?
Yes. Kaya feeling ko it's going to be so much fun becoming a mother because mm-hmm. you have to be artistic too. Like what I do in my job, you have to keep them interested. You have them constantly doing something.
Mm-mm.
So we have to make artworks and everything that is creative.
Sa blog mo, marami ding pictures na parang pinapakita mo to sa mga anak mo, di ba? Gaya yung postcards. I used to just see these postcards. Now, seen it for myself. And it really is amazing, Ivy and Ozzy. The 12 Apostles.
Ah, yes. I also make it a point that to share with them what I've been doing while I'm single and waiting for them. So I don't just sit around and just wait, sitting pretty. but I try to collect experiences, memories that I can share with them.
Mm. Yung sa blog mo nga, my dear future kids, for now, wala pang kids. Pero ano ba yung tinitignan mo na maging kalagayan mo or condition mo with your future kids? Siyempre, masaya dapat sila.
Of course. Mm-mm. It's also one reason why I came to Australia, because I wanted them to have access to a lot of opportunities.
Mm-mm.
I'm not saying na in the Philippines has very limited, but here, they'll have good education. They'll be meeting a lot of people from different cultures. Mm. So that's what I want for them to experience in their lives, that they can travel anywhere they want.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the
malaking bahagi rin ng mga vlogs mo ang pagkain.
Haya!
Yeah. Mahilig ka magluto?
I like baking.
Oh, wow.
But I can cook if I want to. But yes, I enjoy baking more.
So magiging sweet kids ang future kids
yes,
mo.
Yes, definitely.
Anong paborito mo lutuin?
I make cinnamon rolls. Yeah, and I put a lot of blueberries in it.
Oh,
yeah.
So healthy.
Yes.
Oo. At bahagi rin ng process before having your future kids ay ang pagiging active mo sa community, particularly sa church.
Yes.
Anong naitutulong nito para sa'yo?
For me, kasi nung dumating ako sa Australia, I didn't know anyone. And then I found friends, and then eventually they became my family. And they happened to be from the church. So it's my way of giving back to the people that have been very great, good to me. So I serve in the church with them. This is SCWC, Sydney Christian Worship Center. And we're located at Moore Park.
Mm. At sabi mo nga, mga kasamahan mo sa simbahan na naging pamilya mo na. So you're looking to the future with your family here in Australia, which yes. is your churchmates.
Yes.
Mm. Bilang isang childcare center educator, mahilig ka rin ba kumanta? Siyempre, di ba sa mga bata, dapat into singing kasi mahilig din sila kumanta.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Anong paborito mong kanta para sa mga bata?
Natutunan ako sa childcare. Doon ko lang natutunan. Everybody clap. Everybody sing. La 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 la. Bow to your partner. Then you turn around. Hands in the air. Rock-a-bye bear. Bear's now asleep. Shh. Bears now asleep. Yun na.
Masaya, yung
pampatulog,
diba?
Pampatulog, parang saya.
Pero sa Pilipinas ba, kumakanta ka talaga?
Dito na lang, nung nag-choir ako sa church.
Mm. May boses ba?
Back up! Nag-back up sa church, yeah. Yes.
Sa vlogs mo, aside from talking to your future kids, ano yung intention mo na maibigay mo sa mga readers mo?
Originally, ang intention talaga niya is for my future children. So that's why I don't share it publicly.
Mm.
But then, I've only shared it to my close friends and they appreciate what I do na, wow, ganyan. But when I meet new people, is that something that I talk about? Because it's medyo weird siya, di ba? But now that it's gaining some attention, I also wanted to serve as an inspiration to other single women that there is life in your singlehood. You could be single and be blessed. So pursue your career, travel, study, do whatever that will make you happy, and then the right one will just come.
Oo, kasi, kumbaga, sabihin na natin, wala pa naman yung makakasama mo to have your future kids. So, parang, medyo malayo pa
yes.
sa ngayon.
Parang malapit na. Nafe-feel ko malapit na eh.
O oh, sige, malapit na.
2018. Yes.
Malapit na ba?
Sana. Very hopeful, yes.
Pero wala pa sa ngayon.
Wala pa.
Oo. Alam ko na nung sinisimulan mo to, sinabi mo nga na nagsimula ka one Christmas na medyo malungkot ang kalagayan or sitwasyon that time. Pero sa nakikita natin ngayon at sa pag-uusap natin, may saya.
Yes.
Oo. Malapit na ang Valentine's.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Walang special someone, pero what do you intend to do on Valentine's Day?
I feel dahil marami akong friends na single, so we're going out.
Mm.
Yeah.
At anong special message mo for your future kids on Valentine's Day?
Always be happy. You can be happy by yourself or with a lot of people. You create your own happiness.
Mm.
So go explore, collect experiences, and then the people that you will love, they will come anytime. They'll come unexpectedly.
Mm. Special message to your future kids, kasi alam natin sa panahon ngayon, mabilis ang pagbabago sa technology, ano?
Yeah.
So hindi natin alam sa generation ng future kids mo, lalong mas mabilis. Ano yung message mo sa kanila pagdating sa pakikihalubilo sa community at sa tao, yung nasa isang tabi lang yung technology?
I would tell them na to pursue genuine relationships. So it's more, I mean, it's healthier to meet people face-to-face, makipaglaro sila. I want my children to grow up playing more actively rather than on their gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
Sana ganun pa rin siya pagdating ng panahon na, because I see a lot of parents, they cannot control it.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope one day I'll be the kind of parent that I can be very supportive of my children when it comes to being with an active lifestyle, mm-hmm. like that.
Mm. 5 years or 10 years from now, sana may future kid ka na. Ano yung
thank you
mensahe mo sa sarili mo bilang isang ina na?
Gusto ko lang maging prepared when it comes. Like, because I know my heart is ready for it,
mm-mm.
but I hope in other areas too. Like, I'm ready, my partner is ready, that I'm ready, we have good savings na makaka-sustain nung aming new life.
Mm-mm.
Like that. So I want to be prepared.
Maprovide ang lahat para sa family?
Yes.
Mm-mm. Last na lang ito. Kung halimbawa nanay ka na, no, at nandyan yung mga anak mo, kausap mo ngayon, ano yung mahalagang natutunan mo sa kasalukuyang panahon na gusto mong ibahagi sa future kids mo?
For me, my dear future kids, you know, I love you so much. I always, always tell you that. And my time will always be yours. And whatever you become, I'm already so proud of you. And I hope that we grow up in a very loving family that serves God. We will serve God all together.
Mm. Doon sa mga katulad mo na for now, hinahangad at naghihintay for the right one, ano yung mensahe mo sa kanila?
Be positive. Hindi siya malungkot. Kapag naghihintay, hindi siya parang agony. Di ba sabi nila malungkot ang Valentine's ng mga single? No, that's not true at all. Kasi 31 years na akong single. Well, hindi naman malungkot ang Valentine's. Pero as I said a while ago, you create your own happiness. So you pursue a lot of things while you're waiting for it, like travel, study. I studied again at the age of 29. So yeah, you do whatever that will make you happy.
Kumbaga, you develop yourself,
yeah,
you enhance yourself,
yes,
while you're single.
Yes.
Dahil pag may pamilya ka na.
Yeah, you might not have the time for it anymore. Mm. Yeah.
Maraming salamat sa'yo, Ivy Jane.
Salamat!
sbs.com.au/Filipino